And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa's back in the studio, and here he is, the one and only world-famous tackle expert Doug Kern is here. You want to talk about Christmas gifts? We're going to do that today with the master, Doug Kern. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Good to be here,
great
man.
Great to have you back, man. You've been gone for a while. Fresh back from Royal Polaris 7-day. Fill us in. How was it?
Dude, we had such a great trip, Pete. It was just awesome. I haven't been on the RP in a number of years, and it was so good to go back. Just the, you know, the queen of the fleet, the big boat, and great crew, and great food.
And now with Jeff and Roy at the helm.
We had both of them. They were both on the trip. Yeah, that was really cool. Captain Jeff Dubois was on the boat with us. Officially, Captain Roy Rose was running the trip. But to have the whole brain trust there was pretty hard, cool, and unique and fun. And, you know, it was really cool to have Jeff on the deck because, you know, Roy, don't get me wrong, Roy spent most of his time on the deck, too, because he's a wild man for fishing. So he's down there mixing it up with everybody anyways. But to have both of the guys on the boat and so accessible and talking game and strategy and fishing and fun and story, it made for such a good trip. had a couple of great buds from the tackle store go. Carl and Darren and Brandon all were on the trip as well, so that made it fun. A lot of Let's Talk Hookup fun listeners and fans and friends that it just made – the camaraderie was fantastic, which that's what really makes the trip.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, we had great yellowfin tuna fishing, so that's what makes them a true home run.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like,
the
trip itself was good. And lots of great giveaways, too.
We really did.
AFCO and Shimano and lots of good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
We had killer prizes. Lots of guys got those AFCO, like, technical sun-type shirts. We gave away a bunch of that AFCO Reaper hoodie, which I don't know if you're familiar with that one. It's one that they built for their freshwater bass guys. It's a really slick-looking hooded sweatshirt, like something where, you know, it looks nice enough that you could wear it out, like, to a nicer event, but all the technical stuff they do, it's windproof, it's basically waterproof, which I don't know how you make a soft shell thing waterproof, but they do.
Yeah.
And then for the freshwater bass guys, like, you know those face masks where you can, like, pull the face mask up over your, over, like, your, you know, from below your nose to keep you out of the sun? It's got a thing built into it like that, but it's not for sun, it's for warmth. So when a freshwater bass guy is zipping across the lake, he can kind of pull it up. It's almost like having a built-in scarf.
Cool.
But when you don't want it, you just tuck it back down.
It's called the AFCO Reaper.
Yeah, and it was chilly.
Oh.
I mean, it was chilly. It's December. You know what I mean? It was chilly down there. So I think we gave away 10 or 12 of those, and every guy that won one ended up wearing it during the trip.
It
was like, this thing's killer.
It's cold. It's December, right?
That
might make a good Christmas gift, Doug Kern.
It might.
Yeah.
I've got one in my truck.
Yeah.
I've been going to a lot of grandson baseball tournaments lately, and when the game starts at 6:30 and the wind's blowing and it's threatening rain and you're freezing, I'm sitting there, the warmest guy in the stands.
Perfect, man. Perfect. So, Doug Kern, we'll get back to Ricky's trip and how good it was and all the yellowfin tuna that they caught and all that stuff's probably sitting down at Fisherman's Processing filleting out and ready to go right now. But Christmas gifts, Christmas time, and you're like Santa Claus.
Well,
with all the Christmas gifts,
that's exactly right. It's a special time of the year. All the relatives are in town, you know, so people come down and they show off where they like to go. They look at the boats. They go to, you know, Point Loma Seafoods and get some fish or Mitch's or Pizza Nova or whatever. And then they come into the tackle store and the landing and, you know, they're kind of a celebrity because, you know, they know who they are. So, you know, we're seeing all of our old friends just in their relaxed mode. And,
totally.
And then, of course, you know, the families are coming in, you know, do you know so-and-so? Because, of course we do, you know. So makes them feel all good, and they end up buying the Christmas present for the guy. And so, yeah, it's a fun time of year for sure.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's getting close to the end here. We've got like 10
oh,
days
exactly.
left. So
you better get on.
I have a feeling this weekend's going to be real busy.
Yeah, busy time. So what are some of the great Christmas gifts?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, every category, rods, reels, you know, fluorocarbon, clothing, jigs, tackle boxes, I mean, just everything. It just depends on what the angler wants. And, you know, that's kind of a tough thing because the angler a lot of times wants what they want specifically. So it's hard to walk in and just get a generic thing. So a lot of people are buying a gift card. And so the week after Christmas, we're going to see those guys can't wait 2 days to spend their gift card.
Right. So we get lots of calls, too, for things like that. Maybe a guy knows a specific reel that he wants to get, but his wife or whoever's purchasing the gift for him wants to get something fun and small and easy, like, you know, sort of stocking stuffer-ish or things like that. And we've been doing a lot of, you know, things that were super hot but hard to get that are now in stock again, like Colt snipers. We've got a really good selection of Colt snipers, and those were impossible to get all year. Flat falls, things like that. You know, things that you know are going to work regardless on how the fishing season, the next one comes around, whatever it offers. So we've been doing lots of that kind of stuff, too. Lots of fun stocking stuffers, things that are, you know, $15 and lesser, you know, $10, $12, that kind of thing. So
yeah. So Doug, if somebody comes in, it probably happens a lot, a spouse comes in and says, I've got to buy a fishing gift for my husband or girlfriend. You know, there's a lot of women fishermen out there, too, that... I mean, their spouses don't fish, and they fish, right? It happens.
Surprisingly, you know, the guy that fishes, typically it's a guy, but we have a lot of lady anglers, too.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so the angler talks to their family about their trips, and so we can glean some information. So we'll ask a lot of questions and try to draw out the type of fishing they do, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of things. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, I know he's been talking about this. He wants to get some rod that's really long. Oh, okay, he needs a surface iron rod. and, you know, here's the reel that's perfect for that. So a lot of times we can glean what they want. And then we have just an open-door policy for returns, exchanges, all that kind of stuff. So we just let them know, look, if you get this awesome gift and they've already got that, he can just come in and trade it out for, you know, maybe what he, you know, doesn't have or what he really wants. So,
yeah,
you know, they do their best to get the correct thing. A lot of times they'll just ask him, what do you want for Christmas? And they come in, they've got a note, you know, I want a Talica 12 and I want an 875H and I want 80-pound Quattro. I don't know what a Quattro is, but that's what he wants, you know.
Yeah, how fun. So... So in other words, if you get something and it's not right, if the gift isn't right, you can bring it in.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're super easy.
You know, whatever they want to do.
The Costco of the tackle world.
Yeah.
So what's number one? What's the top gift? Is it a rod, a reel, a lures? What are you seeing people go,
I think
that's
for the,
what he wants?
I think for the big gifts, it's probably the Talica. That's the pinnacle.
Talica,
I mean,
yeah.
If you give your fisherman a Talica,
they're
going to love
size,
you.
Right?
And if they already have six of them, having a seventh one is not going to hurt. They will love you till your dying day.
Yeah. What's the most popular size?
Probably a Talica 12.
Yep, 12.
That's the, you know, that'll fish almost any trip. The trip Rick was just on, perfect. Guadalupe, you know, these bluefin.
Is that what you were fishing?
The whole trip.
Yeah,
the whole trip. Yeah.
The bluefin from, you know, 30 pounds up to as much as 150, 200 pounds. You know, it'll just do everything, and so you can't go wrong with that. And then some type of a 7 to 8 foot rod that'll fish 40 or 50 pound test. I mean, a 7.5, 8 foot rod, you know, is perfect for that. And you know, you can just about guess you can put, you know, some 80 pound max quattro on there to get the most line capacity, but have something heavy enough to catch a truly large fish. And we fill it to the top, and if they're the type of person that likes a longer top shot, they can always take off 50 yards. But, you know, it's ready to go for that short wind-on leader,
sure.
You know, or a 5 foot, 3 foot piece of fluorocarbon, whatever. So
yeah.
That's the Christmas gift.
It
what
is.
He just described, like, that's it.
How much PowerPro Max Quattro 80 can you get on a Talica 12?
400 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you got 400 yards of 80. And I always go all the way back to, you know, the big beginning of time. You couldn't get that on a Penn 60 back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah.
That was 300 yards of 80. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a little nugget in your hand, a little piece of fishing jewelry with 400 yards of 80, and then you can put your 30, 40, 50, 60-pound top
yeah.
shot, you know, in that range and catch 30 to 150-pound tuna all day long.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you don't want to spend $500 on a Talica, what about the Speedmaster?
Totally.
Right?
Yep, Speedmaster, it's that $250 range, same size and configuration reel. They have the 16, they have the 12 size, and again, that 12 is going to do most of everything.
Same size reels.
Same
as
size
the
reel.
Exactly the same.
Yep.
Except for...
It's kind of got that platinum-y look to it, you know, it's real cool looking. And,
yeah.
And same thing, you're going to hold that 400 yards at 80 pound. And you can configure it differently on the line for specific special circumstances, but 90% of the time, that's going to be the call.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good stuff.
But then, like Rick was saying, we have, you know, the kids will come in and, you know, I have $12 to spend. Okay. You know, a Colt Sniper, you can catch 100 pound tuna on a $12
yeah.
Christmas present. I mean,
yeah.
How cool is that? Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool.
And they're in stock, which is,
yeah.
Trust me, that's saying something.
It's a big deal, huh?
You know, they ran out in April, and we had orders going, we had monthly orders going back almost a year.
Wow.
And, so it's finally started coming in again, and we're just hoarding the stuff.
Yeah. We got, you know, Corey has been super busy too,
oh my
and
God.
We are like really flush with MC. Too, you know, which is a great stocking stuffer,
yeah.
And bay bass season, you know,
sure.
kind of upon us, and bay bass tournament coming up only a month
right.
away. We're really flush on a lot of MC swim bait that, you know, Corey's the same way. It's a one-man band, and he pours his butt off, but this is the time of year when things start to get really nice and flush. We've got a really good display of swim baits and lead heads right now, which, again, lesser expensive Christmas gifts that a guy's stoked to get that you're always going to need that. You know,
yeah.
I mean? No matter what.
Put
the,
a nice little box, to a little plain
yep.
old box.
Yeah,
you
do. Plano 3600.
You, got it,
you put 20 or, you know, 21 or whatever it is, 18, you know, 6 times 3.
Yeah.
You know, however many swim baits in there, you can put some lead heads in there.
Nice.
And sweatshirts are flying.
Yeah.
I mean,
sweatshirts.
And T-shirts. I mean, who doesn't want a Fisherman's Landing sweatshirt or T-shirt?
Oh, of course.
Everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Great gift idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gotta wear them.
But then we've got, like Rick was saying, those sun shirts. Those are super popular.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, right across the board, we've got, you know, Fishworks and Salty Crew and Grundens and AFTCO and, you know, all the nice T-shirts, sweatshirts, sun shirts, hats, visors, beanies, all of that kind of stuff.
Just before I left on the trip, the day previous, a gal came in, purchased a gift certificate that was the same cost as going on a trip on the Liberty. So she bought a trip to go on the Liberty and then came over to our side and said, well, what's the best stuff to go on the Liberty? We did kind of like you were describing. We got a Plano 3600. We got two surface irons, two yo-yo jigs, two sizes of hooks, a couple of sinkers. And so she wrapped up little gift box, put the gift certificate inside the box, and wrapped that all up. So there's your there's your trip to go full-day fishing. And then whether you're fishing tuna or yellowtail or rockfish, there was like a full tackle kit to go along with it. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So let me ask you this. You buy a Fisherman's Landing tackle gift card.
Yep.
Is that also good at the landing?
Yeah, we're interchangeable.
Okay.
Is
a landing certificate good at the tackle store?
We always ask them, which side do you think they're going to use it on? Because we have to do a little internal voodoo to make it happen. But they can spend it on either side.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Whatever you want
to
do.
It's easier for us if it's one or the other, but we don't ever mind.
Nope.
We'll always make it work.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up there. We got to get deep into Rock Cod Rick's
Royal
Polaris trip here to talk about all the fish he caught and all the opportunities and the great time he had on there. And speaking of gift cards, what? Great day today.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. If you're talking about a great prize, today at the end of the show, somebody is going to get hooked up talking about Christmas coming early. We're giving away a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, so you're going to come on in and get the full shopping spree at the tune of $50 for a gift card, and you're going to get one of the great Bill Varnay CCA 2020 Sport Fishing Calendars, which are out now and available again. You want to talk about the perfect Christmas gift for guy, because we all use it for the chide charts, you know, in addition to the fact that there's a great calendar, all the, you know, upcoming pertinent events and great photography, the tide charts are the best there are.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a great one that, on its own. So, again, one lucky caller at the end of the show today, $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and that great Bill Varnay CCA 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar. If you want to get through on that, or better yet, your chance to talk to the tackle guru, Doug Kern, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of killer information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again on the app and network. We're having a great time this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of the fun, talk to the man that knows everything there is to know about fishing tackle, 833-288-0973. Not only do you get to talk to the master of it, but you get a shot at winning that $50 gift card and that killer CCA calendar.
How about
that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Rick, back to your so what was the grade of that yellowfin tuna?
Oh, so nice, Guadalupe, man. Island? That Guadalupe fish is so fat, like they almost look like big eyes. They're so round, yeah. You know. It's just they're really healthy, and I would say the majority of our fish were, you know, 40 to 70 pounds, 50 to 70 pounds. Like, that's what the bone stock regular everyone was.
But so with, much fun to catch that.
With that said, lots of fish that were 75 to, you know, Dale had a fish that was like 130 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, there was some really nice grade of tuna, which really makes you have to think about what you're going to put in the water, because it was very good fishing, but it was still finesse work for it fishing. You know, I mean, we had a lot
of angle.
Fish. You did. And, you know, you can go about that two ways. You can be stealthy and pick great baits and be real fast and still fish heavy line, or you can, you know, you can get that scenario, oh, man, these guys are getting bites around me. I'm going to scale down my line a little bit. I'm going to scale down my hooks a little bit. But that's all fine if you hook one of those 50-pounders. But if you hook a 130-pounder, you're in some real trouble.
Yeah.
And we had some heartbreaks. We had a reel get truly spooled, which I don't know I've ever seen. I've seen plenty of guys get quote-unquote spooled and, you know, the line break of the hook. I don't know that I've ever witnessed, like, the gold spool afterwards. you know, hook the fish and...
Gone.
Next thing you know, like, they come back, there's not an inch of line left on that reel.
Well, it was not a long soak scenario, right? I mean, you're getting a bit close to the boat, so those fish are taking 400 yards of line.
It bit off the transom.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, like, yeah, exactly, like Doug's saying. It's not like that fish was 100 yards away from the start. I mean, our scenario for sure was the old adage, you know, change your bait, change your luck kind of thing. That was it. You know, you needed to have a really great bait right on the corner. The sea lions were relentless.
Ugh. Were they?
Oh my gosh. Ugh. It was so.
What about the sharks?
Non-existent.
Non-existent.
We never saw one.
Right,
it was everything that Frank advertised. You know, when he was on the show months ago, when he said, hey, we want to put this trip online.
Yeah.
We want to make this a Let's Talk Hookup, kind of a big fish special. This is a great time of year to fish Guadalupe because there won't be any sharks issue. It was everything
they
advertised. They were not there.
Yeah.
But when they're not there, now all of a sudden there was nothing pressuring those sea lions.
Oh.
And they would get you. So they would hang back from the boat a little way. So the scenario on, I think I had 14 or 15 fish, and all but two of them were exactly the same way. You grab a bait, you pin it on, you cast your bait out a good ways. The bait hits the water, and within 15 seconds, you either had a yellowfin tuna or you weren't going to catch one. And
wow.
Don't get me wrong, there were a couple of scenarios where, hey, man, this bait is way too good. I'm going to keep fishing it out, and lo and behold, yep, you got one on a little bit longer. But it
generally
was,
speaking, and that's the way Guadalupe's been all year.
It was hot bait.
But you guys
had
Everingham Brothers set you up.
Oh, my gosh.
Best bait of the year, right?
No doubt. No doubt about it. You know, everybody knows we've all been fishing all year. The bait, for the most part, has been on the smaller side this year just because that's what was available to catch.
Right.
But, yeah, the bait from Everingham Brothers was it was primo. It was big sardine. The sardine we're all used to loving and having and fishing carried big hooks just fine. I mean, I went down there on your dope, you know, hey, man, small hooks, that, you know, that small circle's been the way to go, and I certainly had that, but I was fishing Gamakatsu 2-0 Nautilus virtually the whole time, circle hook.
Just the regular Nautilus,
yeah.
Not the new HD.
Right, which, again, that's borderline.
Yeah,
I'm not. I will be the first one to
hooks,
say
yeah.
That's not a safety one. I never pulled a single. That's not true.
I pulled
one hook.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
It's a thin wire hook?
That's a thin hook. And right. I would say proceed with caution using a hook that's that thin. A Nautilus HD probably would have been a smarter choice, but... You know, you gotta angle.
Ring or no ring?
I was fishing non-ringed, yeah. Just a regular. It was such a good hook that, but I didn't bring a ton of them. Like, I used all of my 2-0s, then switched to 3-0. 3-0 seemed to be getting bit just fine. But yeah, anyways, that was my rig of choice, was
all
that
right.
Gamakatsu regular Nautilus, which
regular Nautilus.
I must say, with the use of caution, that is not a heavy hook when you're talking about 100 pounders.
And what pound test on your 80 pound Max Quattro on your 12?
Yep, and 50-pound fluorocarbon.
50-pound fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm. That was my rig the whole time. A lot of guys fished with 40. I was using a real short top shot of 50-pound and was getting bit just fine, and so I just stuck it out. You know, and it might have cost me a few fish during the middle of the day when it was real tough, but I just like that safety factor. I will tell you another line that, again, proceed with caution, but I am so blown away with was that 40-pound Seaguar Gold Label.
That stuff's strong,
dude,
isn't it?
That is the thinnest line
yeah.
that you should never be pulling on big fish. Darren from our shop got 130-pound yellowfin
stuff is,
on
oh, good for
40-pound Seaguar Gold.
That stuff, that 40-pound Seaguar Gold label is amazing.
He pulled so hard. Brandon and I, in the middle of the day, did something that Roy forbid us all from doing and fishing way too light a gear. There's big ones here, and we were joking. We were having a good trip, so... We knew if we lost one, it wouldn't be the end of the world, and we, like, tag-team pulled on a big one that he hooked on, 50-pound Spectra with 40-pound gold, and hooked a big one, and we, you know, it was one of those things where we were half-joking about it. We put way more drag than should have been pulled on, and we reefed our butts off, caught a fish. It was like a 100-pound class fish, pardon me, that was gut-hooked. So that 40-pound was on his teeth the whole time. Two dudes pulling like you keep a fresh guy on it, pulling as hard as you could. And sure enough, that fish came in gut-hooked on 40-pound gold. How is that even possible?
Yeah.
That line is so skinny.
It's so skinny and so strong.
I wasn't even recommending it to guys for big fish fishing, just of the you know, the pure size of it. Like,
yeah.
Hey, look, I know they say it's as good abrasion resistance as Blue Label, but nothing that skinny can be.
Yeah.
So, man, proceed with caution. Totally change of tune after that trip. That is legit.
Yeah. When I came back from my Shogun trip in October, it was the week before Tackle Day, and I called Dale Hightower, the Seaguar rep, and I said, I need some more of that 40-pound gold. That stuff is golden.
Yeah, it's really good.
And fortunately, his brother brought me a supply.
Yeah.
So I'm back set up. But yeah, and you had that on a deal too at Tackle Day.
Oh my gosh, we did.
You sell a little bit of it?
We sold all of it.
He sold everything.
all of it gone. Yep. No, I wish they could figure out how to make 50
man.
And 60, but. The finesse fishing that we had with the bluefin this year and at Guadalupe, I mean, to have that tool in your tackle box is pretty special.
Yeah. I think they will. They'll come out with a little heavier, maybe. I'm hoping, right?
I hope so.
Well, their manufacturing process, they think, doesn't allow for that.
Oh, really?
And
we'll
see if some engineer scientist back there can figure it out. But
they're selling enough of the 40, I think they may figure it out.
Dale told us that for sure we won't see it in 2020, but maybe they can figure out how to make it at some point.
Yeah
he said it's that big of a deal. But you're right, the success is so good, he just said, like, we just have to figure it out.
Yeah,
you know, and then there'll be a way, you know.
Well,
but it was great. Yeah, we had an awesome time.
Great time. How was the food?
It was so good.
Too good.
Yeah, Dave was just unbelievable. And they, like, man, you can't turn around with those guys not pumping it. They don't. You know, they call it a snack, but it's not a snack. They don't serve three meals a day. They serve five meals a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth. Like, they do breakfast, and then a couple hours later, they got, you know, muffins or turnovers or cinnamon roll. I mean, it's a full-on, you know, second breakfast. And then 2 hours later, they're pumping out some giant lunch and then some killer, you know, afternoon snack that's a slider or a chili or just something killer. And then the dinners were amazing, and desserts, and bread is, you know, baked fresh every day. And Both Doug and Dave were in the kitchen. They just chefed it up. It was awesome, man. It was nice. Such a perfect trip. Our weather was great. Our camaraderie was perfect. The crew was outstanding. It really was. It was a perfect, perfect trip.
Nice. And pretty seamless checking in and out of Ensenada. Yeah. It's a piece of cake.
Minutes. The process is literally just minutes. You know, you pull up, they're waiting for you. They jump on board. They sign some paperwork. You, as a passenger, don't do anything.
Nah.
You just hang out and have a cold one and put your rods and reels together and away you go, and the return process exactly the same. You slide in, and boom, 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 away you go, and that's that.
Done.
Yeah, nice. It was a really cool trip.
Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through one line available today, 833-288-0973. You want to talk to the tackle guru, Doug Kern, there's your shot.
You got it, man. Let's hop into those phones. Scott in San Diego is going to get us started off this morning. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Scott.
I had a question about a setup for throwing the smaller surface irons, like a Taddy C in that kind of size range, and what you guys would recommend for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not wholly different. You know, there's definitely some blanks that have a little softer tip but still can fish 40 pound. And, you know, some guys will go down to 30 pound, but it's really a dangerous scenario with kelp, rocks, and sea lions trying to all eat your yellowtail at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're talking yellowtail fishing, but you know, if you're going to use that smaller stuff for bass, you can go down to 25 or 30 pound test in that case. But if you're going to do a custom, a 540 is kind of a cool blank for that because it's got a little softer tip, so it'll load up with the slightly lighter jig. Season 45s, you know, fish fine on that, but then it's got a little beefier butt section, so you can still reef on a nice big yellowtail, you know, that's being chased down by a sea lion. You know, the traditional 10-foot rods are always going to throw your jigs further. If you go with a regular 100J, a lot of guys will cut those down to, you know, be able to fish a little heavier. You can leave that full length, and that just gives you that extra 6 inches or so of a slightly lighter tip and that kind of thing. There's also a 10-foot rod. It's a Terramar, and they also make a 9-foot version, and they're, you know, even though they've got some graphite construction to them, they don't cast like a graphite rod. And, you know, again, I can't bring myself to go with less than 10 feet, especially with a lighter jig. It's going to throw it further. And once you're hooked up, there's no difference really between a 9 and a 10-foot rod anyway. But they have a 9 and a 10-foot version on that Terramar, and they have a detachable butt, so you can put it in your smaller vehicle.
Pretty cool. Oh, that's nice.
It's kind of like the Osea spinning rods that they use for the big tuna. That butt section just detaches, but it's 100% strength. You're never going to sacrifice any strength there. So
it's pretty ingenious the way they did it. I mean, think about your two-piece trout rod back in the day that breaks right in the middle. Well, that kills your action right where it breaks. This is a two-speed rod, but just the handle separates, so you're still saving, you know, three and a half feet of room, but you're breaking it on a part that doesn't bend. You know, the handle stays straight on there.
For a longer ride, much easier to store, much easier.
Right, and that's the biggest complaint we get. Well, you know, I can't fit it in my car, and most of the time I say you'd be surprised when you can fit in most, you know, full-size cars, or, you know, even my Tundra, I get, you know, 8-foot rods in there, caddy corner, but you know, so something with just a slightly lighter tip, but try to maintaining the butt section heavy enough so that, you know, you can pull hard on 40 pound and, you know, keep that yellowtail from going down into the rocks, that type of thing.
Indeed. Hey, Scott, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your chance. You have a chance to win a $50 shopping spree.
Yeah.
Go Christmas shopping for yourself at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
I always love it when Doug's on, because as soon as that caller said, you know, what's a good long rod for fishing, you know, light jigs, instantly in my mind, I'm like, well, I'd do a 540 and a regular glass 100J. And I just, you know, was going to wait for Doug to give his opinion, and then I was going to say mine. And that's exactly what he said.
Speaking of rods, we talked about reels and line and hooks and fluorocarbon. What about rod? What rod did you use on that Talica 12?
I like a CalStar Graphiter 7400 Heavy. And what that rod is, slightly unique. Everybody knows the 700 Heavy, the CalStar Graphite, or 700H. Yeah, it's a 7 foot rod. It's probably the most popular rod out there. The 7400 series came out plenty long ago, but it's a faster tapered version. So still a 7 foot rod, and what faster taper refers to is it basically stops bending a little bit quicker. Where if a regular 700H maybe bends 4 or 5 guides down into the rod, the 7400H bends, 4 guides instead of 6 guides, that kind of thing. So you just get into that backbone a little bit quicker. If you are going to be putting it on the rail, more of the blade that stays straight is on the outboard side of the rail. It's a really comfortable rod for fishing 50 pound, and it's a really good utility rod. It's like
not
the rod
too heavy.
No, it's no. not. It's a light. It's a physically light rod. It's easy to pull on.
I mean, not too heavy. Not pulling hooks.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the backbone to pull on a tuna.
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Yeah. Soft enough tip section. And if you're if you're somebody a little bit smaller, if you're somebody that likes a little more parabolic rod, a 700H, they would do similar duty. The 7400H just a little bit faster, a little bit beefier. That's what I used the most, and I really liked it.
Well, that lighter tip will cast a bait better too. If you get a little thicker tip and a little thinner butt section, you're not going to throw that bait. When you've got a slightly lighter tip and a heavier butt section, it will actually throw the sardine just a little better, which is kind of important.
Yes, kind of. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump on those phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Don? Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Welcome back, Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Doug, always a pleasure to speak with you. I actually have two questions, and you've kind of touched on some of it.
Sure.
I know you're more than just a tackle store. So, you offer a lot of services that some of the regular anglers wouldn't think about, and you were talking about it, custom rods and why you would do that and kind of putting the whole thing together. So maybe you could talk a little bit about, some of the other specialized services you offer, and then the others, a little brief history of Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yep, great question. As far as the services that we offer, it comes from a place of sincerity. It comes from our heart. We are all fishermen. We're always trying to figure out a better way to do something, and our roots are in the long range thing. So, we're accustomed to, the bigger tuna, the wahoo, and things that require some technical, applications, like the Yummy Flyer that started on the long range boats. So we've taken it and applied it to more of the local, sport boat stuff, more of the local private boat stuff. So a lot of the rigging we do, it's evolved over time. I've been in this business since 1981, and we were doing custom-y type rigging back then, which doesn't even seem like custom stuff anymore, but, rigging the Marlin jigs and doing haywire twist, and, we were instrumental, through some of our customers in, basically bringing the bomb in, for Wahoo into the fishing tackle industry. And so we do a lot of custom rigging based on the fishery that we have. So, 7-8 years ago, we never had this bluefin. Well, now we're rigging all kinds of special rigs for Yummy Flyers, for natural flying fish, now the squid, and all the rigging stuff for this swordfish. Nobody ever did that before, but now we've got, special rods we're doing. And so we always try to adapt to what the fishermen that we're dealing with are going to do and try to make their success and their experiences, as high as possible. So that translates to the custom rods that we do. We can trim blanks. We can put certain guides, certain reel seats. We can fit the angler if they're, a larger person, a smaller person, their castability. So that's why it is truly a custom rod. A factory rod puts the reel seat in the same place on every rod. Well, we can modify that. We can modify what type guides we use depending on the situation. So we do a lot of custom stuff, but it's all geared towards enhancing the angler's experience. And that's what we love to do. Everybody is so stoked when they outfit a customer. They go out, they're happy, they caught their fish, and they come back and say, thank you so much. That's the rewarding part of the job. And as far as, how the heck did all this tackle store stuff come to light? I was a kid out of college. There was a recession in 1981. I went to a employment agency, you know, after doing 50 applications and not being able to get a job, and they said, okay, this tackle store needs a co-manager. I jumped into that. Ended up 5 years later going from that tackle store over to Fisherman's Landing, spent some time there and just, you know, started elevating that tackle store.
Hook, line, and sinker?
Hook, line, and sinker was where I started, okay, but then I came over to Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
And then from there, Bill Poole saw an opportunity to have a big tackle store associated with the landing. So in 1991, we doubled the size of the store and put in a bunch more tackle. And
then it became a tackle shop instead of like a landing.
A convenience counter.
Concession kind of thing,
you
yeah.
know, every landing has a convenience counter with the hooks and the weights and the jigs and so forth. But
Bill Poole, the foresight, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, thank God for that. And with the support of Bill and Frank financially, because trust me, I bought a lot of tackle.
That you did.
You know, my goal was to have everything all the time, don't run out of anything, have all the cool stuff. So, I mean, it was
all saltwater.
All saltwater. Yeah, we don't do the tap water thing.
Yep.
You know, there's some people that do that, and then, you know, that's good for them. But,
yeah.
No, I say that tongue in cheek, saltwater. Of course.
Yeah.
And then,
that's cool. And look at where it is today.
Well, and then I have to say, we were lucky enough to have Rick come on board, and that elevated us to even a whole nother level because he is a rigging, fishing maniac. And, so we've never stood still. We've always evolved with the fishery. We've always tried to become a better place, and we know that, you know, people can buy things in multiple places, and it's so, you know, a lot of it's the same tackle, but, you know, we try to apply, you know, the advice and the expertise to that tackle and match the fisherman with the piece of gear that's going to get the job done.
And that's one of the things that really separates Fisherman's Landing Tackle from other tackle stores is the personnel that you have in there. Is they can guide and rig and do all the stuff necessary to make your fishing successful.
And it comes from
successful.
A sincere place. Yeah. They love doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, they're passionate about
we
it.
We don't have to crack the whip, you know, and say, you're going to satisfy this customer. Yeah. They just want to do
everything
it.
Everything from a bay bass to a swordfish.
Yes, totally. Yeah. One of the things
opalie off the docks. Yeah. I mean, we'll do it all, you know, swordfish, opalie off the dock, it doesn't matter.
One of the things that I'm so proud about the shop and the way that we do it, and it's because of Doug, and it's just like he talked about with Bill Poole, is the amount of inventory we carry. We're going to put somebody in the right rod and reel for that person and their budget. You know, like I always am so fearful when somebody walks into a shop that, you know, you're getting sold what they have. And if you need a 50-pound rod, well, you're going to get that person's 50-pound rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we carry every major manufacturer's brand, you know, whether it's a CalStar, a Seeker, a Phoenix, a Shimano, a Daiwa, I mean, you know, an Acura, the list goes on, like, and our guys are really good, and they know what attributes differ from a Shimano rod to a CalStar rod, and Pete, you know, hey, the way you're fishing and you're going on a long-range trip, this particular one is probably going to be a little better, but let's grab 4 or 5 of the different 50-pound rods. We'll put a reel on it and have you kind of pull on them. And, man, this, when I'm doing the exact same thing with this one as I am with that one, my shoulder, like, kind of hurts a little more. I can feel this, like, for some reason, I can feel this in my side more where I don't with the other one. And,
yeah.
You know, because everybody makes a rod that'll fish 50, but they're all a little bit different. And the difference is for the angler, not for anything else. So,
absolutely.
You know, we've got the stuff to make sure
what's
that the
right
guy finds
the right
one.
What's right for you is not necessarily right for
no,
me or Doug
all.
Or everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don, hope that helped you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Open right now.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Tranks, Terramar, Cold Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking tackle with the tackle guru, Doug Kern. Having some fun. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. That's how you join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. Today, our catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. 2 years in the making, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin in Guadalupe. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or with a standard ring. You can get it at selected tackle stores right now and be ready to get bit. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Great. Doing good, buddy.
Good stuff, man. Good week of weather for us. It was nice, and it allowed us to get boats out every single day, actually, this week, which was nice for sure. So starting off with the half-day fishing, kind of closer to the harbor, it's been good. It's been very good, actually. Little sign of surface action, too, on the calico bass. Our water temps right at 63 this whole week, so that certainly helped. Our live bait right now is some small 4-inch sardine, and it's just been perfect for that surface action. Some guys fishing the light sliding sinkers, too, quarter ounce, half ounce, getting the bait down a little bit. We're getting some bites on that live bait as well. But the best half-day action for us was the sheephead. Man, the sheephead fishing's been lights out. It's been very good fishing with the whole shrimp. That's been the key. You need the whole shrimp. 20 fish, like 20 fish days, 30 fish days, even 40 fish days on these sheephead. And in the shallow water, 2 to 4 fathoms in those rocks and kelp, it makes it both fun and it takes some heavy tackle to catch some of that stuff. So kind of a fun little nuanced little fishery that we've been tapping into here the last couple weeks that it'll be open. 3/4 day trips, we're still fishing that rockfish. And again, we'll fish this stuff until it closes at the end of the month. but that same small sardine has been lights out on the bottom fish for sure. The double dropper loop rigs with the appropriate sinkers definitely fish the best. But, you know, we got some hardcore jig fishermen. Those guys fishing that cold sniper still doing just fine catching fish on that stuff. Conditions this week definitely were favorable as well and helped us get the boat on the spot real nice and easy, and the current wasn't too bad either, so that certainly helped. So that's pretty much it on our report for this week. No new halibut really to report. I know the guys are out today on the Clemente, so maybe at the day's end they'll see a little bit slide up on that leaderboard as well. But that's pretty much it for us this week. So call the landing to make your reservations. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always check us out on the web at danawharf.com and use the code if you're coming solo, DEC25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local trips, half day or three quarter day. And then if you want to come with some kids, remember kids fish free the month of December with a paid adult. So just book online. The kid reservation pops up. You can plug it in. They'll come for free. You can call the office and they can make your reservation that way as well.
Pretty cool way to spend Christmas break, man, going catching some sheep's head. Yeah, there's some good fishing going on right now, Willie.
Big time.
So it's been fun, for sure, no doubt about it. So we'll ride it out as long as we can until it closes at the end of the month.
There you go.
I dig it. Great job, Willie. We appreciate the report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then. See ya.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Of course, next Saturday, the big Christmas spectacular here with Captain Mark Wish.
Nice.
From Pacific Edge, Santa Wish, as we call him. So get everything ready.
Yeah,
we're going to have some great prize packages to give away. And of course, we already have Brian here. This will be Brian's first Christmas spectacular.
Man.
So already have him geared up with the buzzer. So just beware. Right. The buzzer does exist.
And as always, it's the best contribution to the show, which that has been a lot of things over the years.
Yeah,
it's been great advice. It's been a great tip. It's been a jingle. It's been a song. It's been a story. It's been all kinds of things. So,
yeah,
we'll always have a big full panel of judges standing by listening. And, you know, we conference with everybody during the break, and everybody makes their notes. And the best contribution to the show takes home the big prize.
Indeed they do. Well, hey, phones are packed up. One line open you want to get through, 833-288-0973. The only line you're going to get through right now. But before we jump into the phones, it's surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunnarsson is ready to roll. Good morning, Gundy.
Hi, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Great. What's going on in the surf?
Gosh, you know, we had a couple weeks of real challenging weather, and just not quite sure what we were going to have on the other end. But nice little bounce back this week. Much nicer conditions, and curiously, we have water temperatures, you know, up to 63 degrees still. So that's compatible with some good surf action. We actually had two Corbina in the catch this week. Lots of croaker, some decent halibut catches, and like I said, as long as you have water temp over 60, you're still going to find some action. Wiley's reported good catches in the rocks. One angler peeled mussels at low tide and landed two calico bass, two sand bass, a 3.5-pound cabazon off big rock there. Limit fishing, too, on 1/2 to 1.25-pound barred perch, and they're hitting those places up north, Fifth Street, Silver Strand, and of course, Pete, Santa Claus Lane is producing this week.
Of course, yes.
One Corbina was also in the mix there. A big fish reported good spot fin bite off the Huntington Beach Pier, Huntington Cliffs. The guys are fishing double dropper loop rigs, targeting outside the breakers. Biggest fish was 4.5 pounds. Some yellowfin croaker also in the mix there. Hogan's reported limit fishing on barred perch off Strand, Salt Creek, south of the San Clemente Pier. Most of the fish are smaller, ranging from palm size to hand size, but good action. And I'd say a 1-pounder would be your better fish there. Pacific Coast also reported the halibut bite in and around the lagoons perked up. A shop regular took two legal halibut at the lagoon yesterday. He was drop shot in a gulp mullet, a swimming mullet, and drop shotting this time of year, cooler waters, always a good idea. And then a nice little story here, finally, Pete. North of Moonlight Beach here in Encinitas, one of the regulars there at Blue Water took his two boys fishing. He was fishing 8-pound test for barred perch with a lugworm, and he hung something good and went up the beach, actually went in the surf line, and all the surfers helped him out by partying and everything, and they ran back down the beach. 30 minutes later, 300 yards down the beach, 8-pound test, 15-pound striped bass.
Whoa, that's cool, man. The Holy
Grail. That's a good one,
that's
man.
That's rad.
That's cool. Good.
said it was cool. It went right in the surf line, and the guys were dipping under and over the line to help them make sure they went.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's quite a catch, sure, on light tackle there. Hey, Gundy Gunnison, great report. Surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks a lot, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Right on. Happy holidays, guys.
Hey, Gundy.
Same to you, Gundy. Appreciate that.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catchboard today. Hey, a reminder, the new 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar is available right now. Get it at local tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, or you can get it directly at fishthesurf.com. It's a great calendar, and you were talking about Christmas gifts earlier, Pete. That is a perfect one.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Another great Christmas gift, too, would be going down to the Crossroads of the West Gun Show today and go see the guys from Hands and Knives. Don and Heidi are down there, and they have a display. Today's the last day of that down in Del Mar. So go get an Anza knife.
Pick up one of those new Fish Pro Series knives.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Those down there.
And or a hunting knife or just an everyday knife. They've got everything
down
there for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Well, packed they are. How about this time we talk to Mo Connors from Vista. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just was going to ask Doug about this swordfish fishery. What rod, reel, and line would you use, and ballpark costs to buy all that stuff?
Well, I mean, you can super ultra specialize. It's kind of a new concept for our local area. People have been trying this deep drop thing for several years now, but there's so much swordfish in our waters that we're finally having some good success at it. And so I'd say a lot of people are just taking their heavy bluefin outfit with either a straight butt or, you know, one of these bent butts that by Winthrop or Aftco. And, you know, you can hand crank a reel. You know, you're fishing that 900 to 1,000 feet, something like that. You know, the guys that are really getting serious about are putting some kind of a motor on there. So you can use the reel cranky, which utilizes your drill motor and attaches to the handle. You know, these reel hooker deals, we've got those in the shop now. That's kind of like the Cadillac way to go. You know, it takes your Tiagra or your International, puts a nice beefy motor. You know, you can either get a level wind on there. You can get a screen that shows the depth. I mean, they're pretty high-tech and pretty cool. And basically, you know, you need obviously a fairly heavy rod, but it's not as heavy as you might think. Like we do with the bluefin thing, a slightly softer tip on a heavy rod. And the guys back east, they use like 65 and 80-pound Spectra because they're fishing 2,000 feet deep. And when you're drifting, that heavier Spectra, you know, creates a bow in your line. We're fishing about half that depth. So some guys are still fishing their 100-pound or even 130. But I would say probably 80-pound Spectra, 100-pound Spectra is what most people are gravitating towards. And there's a whole elaborate leader setup. 65 to 100 feet seems to be, you know, kind of the target length of these leaders. And then, you know, splicing in a little piece of Spectra that creates a loop that you can put your sinker onto, which your sinkers are in that 4 to 10-pound range, probably 6 or 8 being the, you know, the mainstay, depending on current and wind and all that kind of thing. And then also you're attaching some strobe lights on there and some glow lights. So there, you know, there's a lot of different experimentation going on right now. It's kind of fun to see everybody's different methodology. The squid and that, you know, foot-long squid, kind of the medium they call it. And then you have to sew it onto your hook because what happens is these swordfish come up and they start whacking at this bait and then they eat the pieces and, you know, if you don't have it attached to that hook properly, you know, one or two whacks and your bait's gone. Now you got to crank the thing up 1,000 feet, you know, so you're tag teaming it with your buddy and everybody's walking around the docks now with a really big right bicep.
Yeah. But one advice I can give you is, I'm into this thing, Mo, and the guys at Fisherman's Landing Tackle totally set up all my gear. They know exactly what they have. All of a sudden, this one counter that used to be like plastic baits is now all swordfish stuff.
Well, that used to be our lobster back in the day.
So they have the stuff and go to a tackle store like Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Have them set up your reels have them set up, give you all the right gear to set it all up. They know what they're doing, and I know a lot of the guys are in there catching them, too.
Yeah, on a very basic level, you can use exactly the same rod and reel that you caught your bluefin with. Yep. And then as you get into it, and if you turn into a Pete Gray and catch swordfish fever,
yeah,
that might turn into, instead of using my kite reel that I was using before, maybe I'll use that same reel, but I'll buy one of the drill motor adapters, and so now I can wind the reel up not on my own. Or maybe you get a little more into it and you go the electric reel route, and yeah, there are electric reels that are capable of doing it, you know, from $1,000 all the way up to the super crate. I mean, we've got some.
So the recommended one would be that Shimano Beastmaster.
Yeah, or a Shimano Tiagra with an electric on it. I mean, there's a lot of great options out there at a lot of different cost levels. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you can go crazy and spend thousands of dollars, or you can use the exact same gear you have
and that's
us,
what I
let
did.
Us
I
dial in your rig.
Converted one of the rigs that was a bluefin rig over to a swordfish rig.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
It's fun.
Go see him, Mo. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the all-new Speedmaster. It has the same configuration as the popular Shimano Talica series for half the price. The Speedmaster is great for local bluefin tuna, Guadalupe yellowfin tuna, and much more. The Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel is available in a 12 or 16 size and makes the perfect gift for the angler on your list. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.